Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton.
Well, thank you, Katie, as always. Welcome to
Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show.
We
talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126.
Dude,
here are your host and
what are you doing?
Fullerton and
there's a ghost in the machine.
Okay, look, I'm going to need you. That's an interesting way to start the show because I've got an emergency backyard. My fence got broken with one of these winds yesterday. And I have my neighbor's huskies running through the backyard. So, dude, play a song. Everybody just stay around. And I got to run out and take care of this real quick. So play a song real quick or talk about some shit. And I'll be right back.
You got it. Well, guys, welcome to Standing on My Soapbox. I'm your host, Scott Fullerton in Ohio. And that was my co-host, Craig Hurley, actor, writer in Chicago. We hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to a terrific weekend. We hope you'll call in this next hour here, 347-989-0126. Go ahead and jump on our soapbox with us. Some bad news around the country. We're going to talk about that. New Zealand's having a tough time. So let's do a little bit of Carly Robin Green, What Love Is All About. When we come back, we'll have Craig online, and we'll talk about the week, a day in pop culture news and current events. Call in 347-989-0126. You'll hear the show while you're on hold. Here's Carly Robin Green.
So we're
all
still
righty,
under
we are
a national
back. How
emergency.
How is Husky Wrangling going?
Oh, Husky Wrangling, I'm out of breath. Actually, no, they're really good dogs. They literally ran through the hole in the fence that they came through in the first place, and then I put a garbage can in front of it, and my neighbor's taking care of it. So, but I'm out of breath running around.
I bet.
So,
well, hey,
so we're still under a national emergency, right?
We have breaking news. We are still under a national
breaking
emergency.
Breaking news, my ass. We're under a national emergency in Colorado right now. We're under a national emergency in Nebraska right now. We're under a national emergency in Iowa right now. We're under a national emergency in parts of southern Wisconsin, parts of Minnesota, parts of South Dakota, parts of North Dakota. We are under a national emergency because they just got pummeled by the hurricane, by the bomb cyclone, and that's where our emergency is. Right there is our emergencies. And we actually have this fund, federal emergency FEMA. We have a fund already. I didn't make up this shit. Somebody else did, and they implemented it a long time ago. These funds need to go there now, right now. That's our emergency, not to a border wall. There are so many people displaced right now because of flooded houses, and, dude, it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It's like 70 million people.
Silly.
70 million people are affected by this storm. And gravely affected, some of them dead, some of them injured, some of them lost their houses, their businesses. All this stuff is gone, man, gone. And we've engineered the hell out of this. And I know that, and my dad being a civil engineer, I know that he has the best intentions. And I mean, they actually, as civil engineers, have to take an oath that says they're there to protect the public welfare, the health and the welfare of the public. And as a civil engineer, that's what they're always to do. And as an inspector, because that's what I am qualified as, Department of Transportation concrete inspector. Don't ask me how it applies to acting. I'll never frickin' know. It doesn't. And it's just another facet of my life that I took interest in, and as well. And my dad's a civil engineer, so it's via osmosis. I've been around concrete for my whole life. So either at his labs or, you know, actually, you know, playing with it, you know, on a construction site and actually, you know, freaking placing it. So playing with it. I think that's funny. Like we're playing in a sandbox, like we're kids. No, we're not. But we have engineered the hell out of this so that we can't. We're completely unprepared. Absolutely, completely unprepared for something like a Category 2 hurricane on land. You're just completely unprepared for it. And if we're going to continue along this process of life on this planet, we really need to pay attention to that because these storms are getting worse. There's another storm right now over in Madagascar, and we have to pay attention to other sides, other areas of the planet, because our planet's really small and it's all encompassing. The storms that are happening here are going to affect Europe. There's storms that form up that end up going across the Atlantic and smacking the hell out of Europe. So, and right now they're getting pummeled with a bunch of snow as well. We really have to pay attention to this. And we've got our citizens suffering right this very frickin' second, right this second. And I'm just, can he offer a goddamn solution? Can he frickin' offer a solution? He is our president, correct? Can he offer a goddamn solution? I've got multiple solutions for all of these problems that are happening right now. And I'm offering a whole bunch of jobs that go along with this. Dude, somebody implements floodwater. You take one county that implements floodwater relocation program right now, in Nebraska, because that's where you start. You start where the engineering has failed, and it failed over there. It completely freaking failed. Are you still with me, or am I just
talking to
myself? Yeah,
I'm waiting for you to take a breath. You haven't taken a breath.
Wow, I haven't. No, I've taken a breath. I just haven't taken a pause. I'm glad you're still with me on this. But you start right where the problem exists, and the problem exists with flooded out farms, flooded out houses, flooded out businesses, flooded out, gone, destroyed. So start there, okay? It's not, you know, floodwater relocation program. Like I said, it's not going to help much for flooding, but you got to be prepared. So you think ahead. So stuff like ice buildup in your rivers. Oh no, you take care of that. Look, everybody turns to me and they're like, "Where's the money coming from?" And I'm like, "Well, first of all, there's FEMA because they're inundated in frickin' water. They're drowning over there. So there's FEMA that's going to come in." Nebraska alone is looking at like $3 billion in damage alone. So Colorado's messed up too, dude. But Colorado has already, because of legalization and because they've got an immense amount of tax money from legalization of marijuana, they were able to implement some of those monies, some of those tax monies into construction and into maintenance. So even though there were 1,100 people trapped on the expressways in Colorado, that is just dumb. Dumb. Absolutely dumb. We know it's going to snow in Colorado. It always has. For at least my lifetime, it snowed in Colorado. This year, Telluride, yesterday, they just got 4 feet of snow. 4 feet. Telluride. So, hey, man, there's going to be some skiing. Dude, that's going to be some skiing till August.
It's going to be going quite a while. I got to tell you, they are.
Telluride, that's a great place. I've been to Telluride a couple of times, and it's a really cool place. Wow.
Well, the biggest irony of the day is the president is vetoing the congressional stop of this national emergency. So the national emergency is back on the same day.
Dude's a dumbass. I've got solutions. Does he have any solutions?
Take a breath. Let someone else talk for a second, buddy. Hold on.
No, I'm just tired of it. And there's people that are drowning right now. And they're like, where are you going to get the money from? Well, we have construction budgets on an annual basis that come from any county. All the taxpayers pay that. And there's a construction budget that is annual. You use those monies. You start there. And the FEMA monies that are coming in. And then you turn to local businesses, which will benefit from said program because they'll be able to frickin' function. You'll be able to actually run a business because it's not flooded out. You turn to them, and if there's any donations into this system, awesome.
Well, exactly.
It's a public system.
The point I was trying to make was the irony that today is actually we have thousands of students across the U.S. that are doing school walkouts because of climate change. They're joining peers all around the world. School strikes. I mean, he has people right now on the national lawn protesting climate change, which is the national emergency, while he has taken the time to veto the thing so he can build an unnecessary wall. So it's just
he's
really,
already building it. He's already building it. He just wants more money. That's all.
Right.
He wants more money for the project. Look, he estimated, or they estimated, it went all the way up to like $26 billion, something stupid. Guys, we have drones. We don't need the wall. But regardless, it costs $26 billion in his world, in their world. That's what it costs for the wall. And they have gotten six something like that over the past 2 years by taking it from us. We the people, and what programs are already established, that's where he's taking it from. So now he's
exactly.
Just asking for more. And so national emergency, because he wants, you know, $3 billion more dollars because they are building that wall. Supposedly, I haven't been down to the Rio Grande. I don't know if there's an actual wall being built. But
they're replacing fencing. He's calling it new walls built, but it's actually replacing fencing and doing things like that, which is fine. It needs to be done.
Okay.
I have no problem with fixing existing fencing. There's no problem with that.
We have We have drones. We can see everybody coming across. We have motion sensor. We have
wall.
Oh my God. We have infrared. We don't need any of it. Don't need a wall. It's just going to get, you know, and actually I think it should get really, really pretty graffiti sprayed all over it. And I'm not talking like gang graffiti. I think that's kind of a waste of time when they're out there doing that. Dude, if you're going to be a graphic artist, if you're going to go around spray painting stuff like trains, then you do something cool. First of all, you might get busted. So you don't want to do that, but you know, do something cool, do a mural of some kind, do something that, you know, actually has a message, not just, you know, some idiot's gang sign, some idiot's gang name.
They're using the slats now. They're not doing the solid wall. They're doing these slats, but these slats, they've proven can be sawn through. They've already sawn through these slats. So you have a wall that can be
The majority of the people, that are coming here illegally are flying in. The majority, 95% easy, are flying in. They're landing in the airports and they're here on a student visa or a work visa of some kind, and they don't leave. That's the majority.
That's exactly it. I want to get back to climate and talk about a couple of things on it since you were off on that and everything, just because it's not just that area of the Midwest here. It affecting us. I was, like we said yesterday, I did the show from West Virginia. So I'm driving home last night, getting a call from my mom here in my area of Northeast Ohio. We had 8 tornado warnings go off last night in a 35 minute.
Sorry, I do not mean to laugh. Katie's my fiance Katie's like, why do you laugh when tragic weather events happen? And I'm like, because I was just talking about it, how you got to look out for that shit coming at you,
right.
and how you
well,
get,
and that's the
how
whole
you
thing.
Get,
and
but you're
was,
not paying attention.
It was 74 degrees yesterday, but then all of a sudden we get this low pressure that pops in. And so we had 8 tornado warnings in a half hour in this area here.
Nice.
And
tornado warnings
thunderstorms last night.
Yeah, tornado warnings mean tornado warnings mean that there is rotation in the clouds.
Correct.
And
correct.
If there's rotation in the clouds, most likely it will form up to a tornado. A tornado warning means that it one has either been sighted or it is imminent. Like it is going to happen.
Watches and warnings. Watches means
it means, well, there can be rotation. Like I've seen a lower level of clouds at about 500 feet jamming going west to east, and then I've seen on top of that clouds at about 1,000 feet or maybe even 2,000 feet that are moving in more of a southwest to northeast direction, like they're crisscrossing, and
right.
and
well,
I'm always like, "Wow, this
the
is
potential is there?
This is tornado
and the
weather."
Is they're
yeah,
actually seeing it. Yeah, they're actually
exactly.
Seeing
a warning means that it's actually happening, and most likely there is one on the ground currently. A watch means that it could potentially happen, that the mixture in the atmosphere is correct for a tornado or for tornadoes to appear. So you got 7 warnings. That means you had 7 tornadoes in that storm.
None of them
if you got
down
7 warnings.
But we did have, there was 7, they found 7 times they found that in a half hour period. Now I want to get your comment on something because I am not a conspiracy person guy. And you research them a little more than I do. I was listening to the radio.
I love all that ancient aliens. Ken Burns is a god.
Right.
That's the producer of ancient aliens.
Well, I was driving home last night listening to the radio. I don't remember what show it was. I like listening to AM talk radio, like I've said before. And this is a guy out of Oregon who was a meteorologist also in a previous life, much like you, where he studied it before he went on to radio broadcasting.
Right.
And he, his theory, one of his theories, and they said it was kind of proven back in the 80s. I want to hear what you think about it because it's just weird. Like I said, it was 74 degrees, and all of a sudden we have cooling or this low pressure, which is a cooling
out of frickin' nowhere
that happens over this area to get tornado. And I saw this happen yesterday because it was clear and sunny yesterday. And this guy was talking about last night, chemtrails.
Didn't I mention the seeding? Yeah, didn't I mention the seeding of the clouds just 2 days ago? Didn't I say something?
This guy is talking about the chemtrails of all these jets super cooling everything. And I saw
maybe that was yesterday.
Jet lines yesterday. I saw them in the sky. And he's talking about that cooling. Where, and there was a report in the 80s, and he played a news report in the 80s off CBS or something about them saying how it was actually the chemtrails. It was proved to show. They called it contrails back then or comtrails or something in the 80s, that we actually cooled the atmosphere, and they thought it was a good thing so they can do the cooling. But now I'm wondering if they said, but they can see it in future scenarios where you can actually use it to affect weather. And I'm wondering if it's actually being done on purpose now or what with these chemtrails or whatever.
Isn't that the plot of an X-Men movie or a Die Hard movie? I'm not who was affecting the weather. I think it was Die Hard as well. Weren't those plots?
It was
movies?
Die Hard. You're right.
Movies always blow my mind. You know, where the information that they put out there, and it's just in their imaginations. Stuff like Back to the Future. Back to the Future predicted a whole bunch of stuff, including Number 45. Number 45 is based on, Biff in Back to the Future is based on Number 45, according to Steven Spielberg. So, and that was way back when, you know, that was 1980, whatever the hell. And he was basing that on Number 45 at that time. He was basing it on, you know, the real estate, quote, end quote, mogul that he is or was. And he was basing it on how ruthless he was in business. And that's how Biff is. Everything that Biff is, that's what Number 45 is. And we see it happening. And, you know, we all the way from his name being on top of the tower. And him basically ruling the country, everything around him is all this disgusting oil and all these, you know, just dregs of society is what ends up being in the movie. I'm not sure if that really reflects on the people that are currently supporting him, but it sure seems weird. And especially with the whole white supremacist thing that's going on right now, I'm getting a little fed the hell up on this. I almost swore again. I'm getting really fed up. They just killed 49 people in New Zealand in a mosque. I'm getting really fed up with all of this. I don't know where that attitude comes from. I don't get it. Because without people being different than you, you don't have any culture. So I don't understand what your deal is with other people's color or religious choices. I really do not get it. I'd love one of these white supremacist pukes to freaking call me 347-989-0126. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be a fun
one more time.
I would like to get it.
Oh yeah, dude. 347-989-0126. Freedom of speech, my ass. You start killing people and you start assaulting people. That's it. Your freedom of speech is over. It's over. Done. If you assault someone with your speech, I mean, it happened in Charlottesville as well. It happened here in the United States. The dude ran over a whole crowd of people.
Right. From Ohio. He was from Ohio, actually.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But, yeah, and the thing is about this whole thing, too, is it's – oh, God, where did my point go? I had a point that I was going to make right there, and I lost
it. We were talking about other shit, but it leads into
right.
it. We've got enough people suffering all over the place right now that everybody needs help. You know, like I said, the heated roadways thing, dude, I didn't develop this idea. All right. These are engineers that develop these ideas. In the past, we've had heated roadways and heated sidewalks for at least 60 years. And I don't understand why we've had heated concrete. I don't understand how 1,100 people be trapped on an expressway. I don't know. We know it's going to freaking snow. Put in some heated concrete so there's no ice and no snow. You freaking idiots. I'm just really, really tired of the only do it when something happens. Well, here, something happened, all right? Now freaking do it. Do it already. Spend the money. And the money's already there. And now the money's coming from FEMA because there was actually a natural disaster. Unless 45 decides that, no, he's going to take the funding away from them too, most likely. Yeah, that's good. Take the funding away from a lot of your base, dude. They will not be supporting you.
We're bouncing around a lot because we kind of just like.
Sorry, it is a rant and rave show, ain't it?
It is a rant and rave show. That is true. So we can bounce from topic to topic, but while we're on that one, before we go,
it's all encompassing to me.
I think there's a lot to talk about.
All encompassing to me. One thing affects the other, and it affects attitudes, and it affects where money should actually be, you know, implemented. It affects people's lives. We've got a whole bunch of veterans right now that are on disability that can't do anything with their lives. And or barely anything, and they're not being supported. The money's being taken away, and I don't agree with this. So it's all encompassing. All that money's there and readily available, but he wants it for a damn wall. The national emergency is all of these things. It's not the frickin' wall.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then I'm reading about the nuclear power industry now is pushing the Nuclear Commission to cut back on inspections. They want to self-regulate now. They think there's too many inspections on all. We have 98 commercially operating nuclear plants in the country. And so these guys are making recommendations to the 5-member NRC board, most of which Trump appointed because it's a brand new board right now. And
wow.
They are trying to self-report by being operators in the place of it. And there's actually people on the board saying, well, let's hear what they want to do and how they want to check themselves. It might be a good idea to let them just regulate themselves.
I mean, okay, that's really retarded. No, and I mean that in the scientific sense, since we are talking about nuclear reactors. Slowed and hindered, that thought process right there. No, the more inspectors, the better. And the more independent inspectors, and I don't mean non-union, I do mean on an independent thought where they are not on the developer side, they're not on the laborer side, they're not on anybody's side but their own. And
well,
they are
the one of the 5 members
to make sure that those plants are running correctly.
Nuclear energy lobbyist. So you have one of the 5 members of the board is a former nuclear energy lobbyist making policy for this. I mean, how can you lobby?
It should be inspected. All of that should be inspected on a daily basis. All of it should be inspected on a daily basis by a private inspection firm that is not on any one side, on any one individual's of the company or of the government side. Has to be an independent.
I didn't realize we had 98 operating right now. 98 are commercially operating.
That's insane. That is insane. That's craziness.
That's absolutely insane.
Do we have any way of shutting them down? Because I know that Germany is shutting down all of, at least this is what I read and what I've heard and on multiple different sources, that they're shutting down the majority of their coal-fired plants, if not all of them. And it's happening now. So I'm wondering how we shut down the radioactive plants. I'm pretty sure the Earth will take care of it, just like over in Fukushima. They're having serious problems over there, and all of the rice is getting tainted with radioactivity because of the earthquake and subsequent tsunami immediately after, whatever, an hour later. And it really messed up the Fukushima power plant. And I mean, we've got radioactivity that spread all the way to California and all the way down to South America from here. I mean, from Japan. So, and that happened over the last decade. It's really nasty what happens when we can't shut them down and we're having a serious problem. We don't, it's not even ours. It's not even the United States is, it's in Japan. It's all the way across the Pacific Ocean, but it's greatly going to affect us as well. And the ocean, all of the wildlife in the ocean, they're all so screwed. I'm so surprised because dolphins are so smart. I'm so surprised that they haven't instructed every shark out there to kill every human that it sees swimming. I'm really surprised.
My goodness, that's funny. All right, we're 32 minutes in already, if you can believe it. We're going to take a quick break. Check on the dogs. Check on the cigarettes. Check on my coffee. Play a little Jay Knight. We got
to
go.
We'll see if the dogs have made it back into the backyard.
There you go.
I'm not paying attention.
Give us a call. We get back. 347-989-0126. We'll be back in just a bit. Here's a little Jay Knight. That was Jay Knight. Guys, give us a call, 347-989-0126. The last 25 minutes of the week, you can call in and stand on my soapbox with Craig and I. Let's see. What else do I want to talk about? I want to go back to this thing that happened in New Zealand, because I think there's a lot of points we need to jump into. Because, like you said, the hate crimes are rising. This guy actually Facebook lived half of this. He set up a camera in his car to catch all these people running out of the mosques afterward. I mean, this is a sick puppy dog we have here. I thought he was – he wrote a 47-page manifesto about why he was doing all this. Did have some funny points in it as far as Donald Trump. He did address him as part of the 47 pages. He says, people are going to ask, was I a supporter of Donald Trump? The guy wrote, he says, as a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, sure. As a policymaker and leader, dear God, no. So even
that's actually funny. I'm sorry to be laughing at a mass murderer's joke, but
exactly.
That's actually funny.
I mean, it is kind of funny. But this guy, man, and we had, I mean, I live here in North, I'm an hour drive from Pittsburgh, and I go to Squirrel Hill, that Squirrel Hill neighborhood where the Jewish center was all shot up there a couple months ago. That's right next to one of my favorite places to go in Pittsburgh. It's called the Waterfront District there. Literally a 5-minute drive from there. So I go by there all the time. And it's hard when you have these religious institutions being targeted. I mean, it's been racially – I mean, I've been used to racial stuff forever, been used to gay stuff, but this religious thing, we've always had these zealots, but it's really, they haven't been as much in their own countries where you have the Hamas and everything.
Yeah, but doesn't every single god, including Zeus, who doesn't live on the top of Mount Olympus, and you know how we know that? Because somebody climbed to the top of Mount Olympus and said, hey, Zeus isn't up here. So that's how we realized that, you know, that there weren't gods there. And it changed and, you know, went into this other entity that, you know, is, you know, so you got a fat little dude over in one religion. You got Allah in another. You've got I don't really know what he looks like. In Christianity, we've got God, this dude that's, you know, great beard and long hair and robe.
We have a white Jesus that came from Egypt somehow.
Wait,
that was kind of
Jesus.
Cool.
That right there, just the bastardization of your Lord's name. His name is pronounced Jesus, and he was Latino. He was a Latino. He was from an area of Hispaniola that was being raided by the Romans, and he was his mother and father, Jose, not Joseph, not, no, it's Jose and Maria, not Mary, it's Maria, Latinos from Hispaniola, from the original Hispaniola, which is now Spain and France and I don't even know what other Portugal, and I don't know what other countries it actually it covered. And there's a little part of Hispaniola that is now renamed over here in the Caribbean. So it's named from that original Hispaniola, and that's where Spain actually comes from. So they're illegal immigrants in a very Jewish community, and they're Latinos. And they come to a hospital and they're like, hey, we're about to have a baby. And they're like, same thing that happens all over, you know, all over the United States. Do you have any papers? Do you have insurance? I'm sure it was the same. Do you have anything to barter with at that time? Do you have anything? And no, they have no residence. They have no nothing. And they're like, you know, go over to the stable and have your baby there, which is the same thing that would happen here. Go over to that van or go over to this alley, have your baby there. It's the same thing. So that's the bastardization of his name, Jesus. No, there's no J sound in there. It's Jesus. It starts with verbiage, as far as I'm concerned. Any religion needs to start with verbiage and the correct verbiage. But every god, every single one says, thou shalt not kill. Every single one, and especially not in their name. You're not even supposed to take their name in vain. That's sacrilegious.
But there's some pretty good smiters themselves. The gods know how to smite pretty well, but I guess we're not allowed to do it. I don't understand.
Gods know how to smite. They don't care. I've said this before. They don't care. If they created us in their image, they don't care. And wow, what image is that? That's scary. We're the best that there is out there. Seriously? Wow. I'm talking the whole race. You know, I'm talking about everybody, you know, the whole human race. There's other mammals on this planet that we're killing off that are smarter than us. So how could we think that we're just because we have opposable thumbs?
Exactly.
Seriously? Hey, there's right. other mammals that have opposable thumbs too. You don't see them going around killing each other because they believe in a different god.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, you look back at all those holy wars and everything, they're just, when you dissect them all, it's just, you don't understand. I mean,
oh, there's been so many people killed in the name of God. It's horrendous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrendous. One god or another. It's just horrendous. We don't have any proof of any of this. I'm willing to say that I don't know. I go with Bill Maher on this. Have you ever seen Religious? You should see Religious if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I love Religious, but
yeah. He goes through a bunch of religions and tries to figure out what they're all about, you know, just try because he doesn't know. And I'm the same way. I don't know. I need proof. I just need proof. You can't just say that this exists and have me believe you that this exists. You have to prove it to me. I'm part scientist, so you really need to prove it to me. And I've actually got solutions for the problems that we're facing in the near future and in our present day. I've actually got solutions. I've got jobs. I've got ideas that actually work. So, because they're all innovations in design. That's all I've done with any of this, you know, like doing heated roadways everywhere. And then some of those are solar powered. So you've got the inventions, the new inventions, and you're using those new inventions. And I'm not saying solar powered panels on the ground, but they do have those actually. They have been creating those along with innovations in design. And mine is just implementing them all over the place,
well, you just
which
look at
gives
those little
immediately
that you put in your garden that
more
are,
jobs
that are powered by the sun.
Yes.
You put those right
yep.
into the flat you can do it flat on your
yeah,
lawn,
and it heats
flat
up
on
the
step.
It heats up the electric wires. We've been doing this for a long time. It's not like these innovations are actually friggin' new. It's
right.
just that they're now being implemented in different areas. And this is one of the areas that I think we should be implementing. You know, places like Buffalo, New York, they get pummeled all the time with lake effect snow. And well, if you know you're going to get pummeled all the time with lake effect snow, well, then create some roadways that will actually get rid of that snow. I know the guys
right.
that you know work for the state that are plow guys. They're going to be like, "Oh, great! What do we get to do if there's no roadways?" You know, well, your job will now consist of, I don't know, driving a dump truck because we need stuff for picking up. You're still a driver. We're still going to have you driving. We need more drivers actually. If you're implementing any of these, there's at least 20,000 jobs.
When these things happen, it causes all these holes in the road. We can use them instead of having these stupid cold patches, you see.
There's a senator from New York in the 80s that became Al D'Amato, I think. I'm sure I'm butchering his name. But I'm not sure how he actually did as a senator, but he was given the job three times, I think. I'm not positive about that information as well. He was voted back in. But he became known as Senator Pothole. And it's because he ran on, "I'm going to repair all your potholes." And guess what? That's what he did when he was in office. He repaired the potholes. And I'm saying, you know, if any candidates out there running on, you know, here, look, I'm going to give you jobs in this because we're implementing certain programs. We're going to all have a whole bunch of jobs. We need horticulturalists to, wow, that was not easy for me to say for some reason. And we need groomers. We need the people that are prepping it. We need the people that are become bud tenders. We need dispensary owners. We need there's a whole bunch. We need security. There's a whole bunch of jobs.
And DeMonte was actually a Republican too. That was did a lot.
And
of
he was a Republican.
Things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did do a lot of environmental stuff while he was a senator. And not necessarily just environmental, but maintenance on New York,
all
different districts, like really getting that maintenance. And all he did was just hire some more people. And there's a whole bunch of people out there that desperately need jobs, desperately. And they don't care. And all you got to do is find, they don't care what they do. I know some people that work for the guys that do the clean out the toilets on construction sites, right? I was like, you have the most disgusting job on the planet. And he's like, yeah, I deal with shit every single day. And I'm like, yeah, dude, how do you do this? And he goes, because I get paid really well, and I have an insurance policy that's really good. And it's all based on what this is. He was making over $500 a day to clean out freaking toilets on construction sites.
Right.
And that's, you know, and it's because it's hazardous waste. You got to get rid of the hazardous waste, all of that stuff. You got to go through a whole bunch of testing in order to actually be able to do that job. But you got to do is find people that are willing to do the job, and then you test them. And then boom, hey, guess what? You got the job. And you know what? If you're not qualified to do that job, guess what? There is a whole bunch of plastic bottles laying all over your county. You now have the job of picking up the plastic bottles. Hey, here we go. Because we need to recycle those plastic bottles. All of this is, like I said, encompassing. All of it should be all of us working together on stuff. I'm sorry. I have ran way the hell off of whatever the hell we were talking about, dude. And I'm sure.
No,
I'm
that's right. No, not at all. We were in rolls there, and we're going, like I said, we're like a rolling brownout. We're going through different topics a little bit at a time here, and I like it. It's stuff that has to be addressed. I mean, there are these solutions we've talked about a lot of times on this show that we have to think of outside the box solutions, because they're not really that hard to think of. They just have to be implemented. No one has the balls to really implement these things. So give us your ideas,
let's
guys.
Jump
you got
over
last
to,
15 minutes of the week here.
Let's jump that? Over to pop culture real quick and talk about the college thing that's going on with a whole bunch of celebrities and a whole bunch of rich, not a whole bunch of celebrities, just a couple, and a whole bunch of
kids had to drop out of USC.
They're getting harassed a lot. USC, seriously, check into all the other parents. Sorry, USC. I've actually been there. I've supported your football team. I lived in Southern California for 17 years. I really enjoy the people that I know that are graduates from USC, but, dude, get over your shit, because you are all from rich families. And all of your families paid for you to get in there. And they're paying an immense amount of money. Just because these people paid a little more, they should actually, like I said, have a building named after them. So get over your shit.
Well, the funny thing about USC is always cracked me up about it. I mean, you and I know because we're from there. But USC has all this prestigious school. But you go there and it's right next to Watts. I mean, it's in the worst section of L.A. that you
It is kind of in a bad area, but, you know, isn't that up to, you know, shouldn't we be cleaning up all of those areas anyway? There used to be a beautification law. It used to go across the United States. I'm pretty sure that Eleanor Roosevelt was the one that implemented that. That's why she started painting all of the telephone poles green, was to make it prettier. was to make this place ethically nice. I mean, aesthetically nice. Ethically, well, that's interesting. Slip, but aesthetically nice, and that's why she started painting them green. They no longer paint them green. But there, you know, what happened to Woodsy Owl? What happened to, you know, does anybody even remember what I'm talking about? There's PSAs that were out there in the 1970s with Woodsy Owl, don't give a hoot, don't pollute. Well, you know, what happened to the crying Indian? Even though I know he was from Italy and he was an Italian immigrant actor who lived in New York and got hired for this gig, but, and he looks like a Sioux Indian, so, or an Apache, and he's sitting there crying over the plastics and the garbage that's floating down the Hudson River. So I'm just wondering,
remember children programming and the Newsy Review and stuff that actually taught you something instead of now being all Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and talking vegetable people.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with the Power Rangers, dude. But yeah, but I get
nothing
your point.
Nothing wrong with Power Rangers at all. I'm just saying we used to have some good educational Saturday morning cartoons and fun stuff too that went in with everything. I mean, you talk about Lidsville and
our,
and stuff that was a lot of fun.
And our,
but they also
our Maltese
had some discrimination messages.
Our Maltese Sugar loves Puppy Patrol, so it's, you know, it's tough to kind of be like, not, you know. These cartoons aren't the same. I do wish that the message was better. Although, and we had Tom and Jerry too, man. So, you know, I mean, they were pretty violent. There was no message there. You know, they just beat each other up. And,
right.
You know, so, you know, and Wile E. Coyote, you know, and Roadrunner, it's pretty violent. You know, Roadrunner's smart. Obviously,
my left
Wile E. Coyote
is
not.
Songs, Banana Splits, they used to knock the hell out of each other.
Oh, I love the Banana Splits, man. I love that you play that theme song at the front
Danger
of Left the Street.
Island. Danger Island. I love Banana Splits was such a great show. It was so much fun. There you go. All right, guys.
Yeah, I used to love that show.
I don't know where the time's going this week. Give us a call. Last 5 minutes here. 347-989.
You know what I've been finding is that a lot of people are listening in at like on their own time. Like I found a lot of people listen to podcasts because I've been really paying attention to this. When like on their drive home, when they're stuck in traffic, and so
yeah,
I'm feeling really bad for them.
You're right.
What? Yeah, yeah.
Only 33% listen live.
Right.
So it is a difficulty, but you're right.
But yeah, if you are listening and you're in, you know, one of these areas, well, you probably can't get a signal now. 347-989-0126. I'd really like to hear from the people that are getting their asses kicked right now in the United States. You know,
call us next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can stand up on this soapbox as well. Because I know there's a lot of you out there that are suffering up a storm. Sorry, excuse the pun. And because of the flooding and because of everything that's going on. Look, I'm filling the entire segment with weather.
There you go. We're making it rolling through. I'll go back to pop culture for a second, though, because I was very sad.
Well, what about Jesse
Smollett? One Day at a Time got canceled. One day
the Latino population, and especially over at the Abuelas, Katie's doing this play at Victory Gardens Theater. By the way, they're in there last weekend, and so you guys and everything's sold out. But there's always a ticket, so if you show up, you know you can most likely get in. They've been sold out. So good luck on getting a ticket at this point. You had your opportunity 6 weeks ago. So where were you? It's about
on Craig's lap in the backstage.
It's not fire regulation, not allowed to do that. The whole Latin population is like really pissed that Netflix canceled One Day at a Time.
Oh my god, it was
yeah,
a
dude.
Show.
Yep.
The actress, what's her name?
And
oh, God,
Norman Lear Norman Lear was just, oh, I don't know what her name is.
Justina Machado.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Rita Moreno. And Rita
she's
Moreno,
kind of pseudo,
oh
well, Rita, yeah, but the other ones, she's kind of pseudo-Latina, isn't she? Anyway, but they're all in an uproar over this canceling it, being canceled. And Norman Lear even was just on Jeopardy. And the Jeopardy question was one day at a time, was about one day at a time. You know, he had revamped it, put it on the air. And then the next day, they're like, canceled. And it's like, that didn't make any sense at all for Netflix. And I really do think that another network, just like they've done it over and over again, but I can think of like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I think it went from Fox to NBC. So I think there's that stuff that happens all the time with shows, and it, you know, something like One Day at a Time should be picked up by a network without a problem.
I would hope so, because it had great representation for Latino, had an LGBT character in it. It had great. It just they were funny. It was just a great show. I'm very sad to see it go. I'm glad it got three seasons, but I don't think there's an end to it. I really do hope another network picks it up, because it has a lot of life left in it still. A lot of places that can explore those characters.
Yeah, it's a whole other story. It's a whole other family. So you know, it's a more realistic look. From what I could tell,
very much
than
so.
The original One Day at a Time. Although I'm one of those people that love that show too, man.
It was great for women equality, and it had its own messages to it and inclusion in it that I thought was great. So yeah, that show's been groundbreaking in quite a few ways, in every way that it's been on. So you're right. The old show,
Norman Lear's always been a producer like that. He's kind of a shocking and realistic producer. You know, it's like
right.
he likes to keep people on their toes. Yeah. And show a mirror image. I've talked about this before, how we actors, and he's just one of those producers that is able to do it in his writing as well. He's a writer. So he's able to do it in there and show the mirror image of what he sees happening in this world. And sometimes it's uncomfortable and sometimes it's uncomfortably funny. So, you know,
exactly.
Just like when I just laughed at that racist freak's joke when, you know, he went and shot up a mosque yesterday. So, you know, there's, you know, some very, very dark humor in the tragedies. Every Shakespearean play is that way. Every Shakespearean tragedy is that way. You wouldn't want to read them or watch them if they weren't funny. There has to be there has to be comic relief somewhere in these tragedies.
All right, we got 30 seconds left, boys and girls.
Wow.
We're going to.
As a quick show, man.
Katie Barberi, a fantastic last weekend. That's the Abuelas playing at Victory Garden Theater in Chicago. Craig, it's been another great week of talk radio with you. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, everybody be safe out there. And, you know, you're obviously helping your neighbor today. Everybody, at least in the areas that got absolutely pummeled. The southeast is going to get lit up again, too. So everybody, you know, down there, just take care of yourselves and be nice to each other. We got enough crap going on.
All right, we're out of here. No closing song tonight. We'll see you next Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, right here on Left to Straight Radio. Bye-bye.
Peace.